Welcome. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. Doing what we always do. We always write up a wine review of a value-priced wine on the CheapWineFighter.com website. And then we, done with that, we plug in the microphone and we talk about it. And the wine we're going to talk about today is a wine, well, because this is December 2023, it's party season, and it's the Chandon California Brut. And that is part of the whole Moët Chandon wine family. Actually, the company that owns it, I'll make sure I get the letters right, is LVHM, I think. And what that stands for is Dom Perignon, Krug, Moët Chandon, Hennessy, Louis Vuitton, and a bunch of other ones. Oh, yeah, and every single dollar store in the United States. Yeah, I lied about the dollar store. But it's like, my goodness, all the name brands. So I'm drinking some high-end stuff here. I'm going to take a sip because I'm now impressed with what I'm drinking. Actually, I was already. We got the, this is non-vintage. This is the house style. Usually the Brut wine is the, you know, the house style. This one is like rough numbers. It's like 24% Chardonnay, 25% Pinot Noir, and 1% Pinot Meunier. Pinot Meunier is like the grape. It's kind of the weird one out. It's almost always in French champagnes, but you never see it as a still wine. So it's one people don't know about, but they do know about Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. Chandon is like one of the first French champagne houses to move to California. I think it's 1974 they moved to Yountville and Napa, I think. This is sourced from multiple AVAs, which isn't unusual for entry level. Like, that's what this is, even though this is a wine that lists for $26. I found it for $15 on sale because that's what happens during December. That's when they sell a lot of their bubbly, and they make prices very, very promising. And they say Northern California, which really isn't a wine term. It's either North Coast or Central Coast or whatever. So it's doesn't. I mean, it could be some from Monterey, some from, you know, Sonoma, whatever. Doesn't really matter that much. One of the leading the name brands, big name brand Brut wines from France, Champagne France, is sourced from over 100 different vineyards. So having a wide sourcing area, it doesn't mean that much. It gets really expensive when you start to hone in on things and just get a little bit from this the single vineyard stuff and start doing special things to it. But the house style, that can be from a lot of different places. One of the differences between this wine and the French version of it is that the triage, the second fermentation is triage. I don't know why. It's a minimum of 12 months in France. It's a minimum of 18 months for Champagne. So this has a lesser triage. It's more in line with Cava from Spain. But the longer it's in triage, the longer creamier it gets, and this wine's kind of creamy. Let me take a sip. We'll talk about it. Yeah, I mean, this is a crowd-pleasing wine. If you have a crowd of people, and some of them aren't really wine drinkers, and you want them to have a nice bubbly, and like, you can go out and get Moët Chandon for $45, or you can get the California one, which is basically made by the same people, different winemakers, but they train the winemaker, and different grapes. It's California rather than Champagne France, but I've never known California grapes to be anything less than really, really good. But the flavors are really something everybody can get a hold of. This is a dry wine, but it's a fruit-forward wine, so you get these kind of rounded flavors. Yeah, there's some toasty bread, crusty toasty bread. There's some citrus, but none of it bites. It's the acidity allows everything to give good length and give it good structure. but it doesn't bite too, because sometimes bubblies can be a little bit of acid bombs and give you heartburn. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night to get some Tums. I'm going to take another sip. This one doesn't have that problem. This is just smooth and flavorful. I mean, it's Shandong. I mean, they have other wines. I mean, there are Shandong, California has wines that cost in the hundreds, like 75. They have specialty wines, and they're usually well worth drinking. But the thing about it is, these house style wines are so actually pretty good for the most part. I mean, the Moët Chandon style is classic, and this does show that style. You know, it's a little bit less in the bottle. There's probably less atmospheres. Atmosphere is how much pressure is in a bottle. That means how much bubbles can pour out. And the champagne from France is always on top of that. And you know, Prosecco is like half that pressure, and California is somewhere in between. And it doesn't have that pressure, and it doesn't have the long aging period. But doesn't seem much the worse for it. I'm taking another sip. I mean, I like it. You know, I don't give stars. I don't give points, but I give sips. Lots of sips. Yeah, a lot of flavor. Stone fruit, lemon, apples, a little bit of cream. Yeah, it's a good wine. So that's it for me, Domain Day from cheapwinefighter.com. This is for the holiday sparkling wine season, the Shandong California Brut. I found it for $15. It's a bargain at $15. Yeah, I don't know about if I'd buy it at $26, but at $15 on sale, go get it. So, adios, we got more bubbly coming up, and we'll be doing that for this, for helping you out, picking up something to drink for holiday. So, adios, keep it cheap, and I'll be talking to you. Bye-bye.